Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. Here we do it bigger, we do it better, we do it longer, and out of necessity, we'll do it louder than anyone out here. So relax. Here's your host, Hushmo Black.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. Hey, it's June 15, 2013. Hey, y'all, this year is just about getting away from us. Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. We're not going to be out here, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know. We're not going to be out here tonight, but for a brief time. We're getting ready to get a little R&R in for the summer, y'all. Y'all know the Hushmo has been working hard here over the last 6 months. We've got to recharge over the next couple of weeks. We'll be gone from the Hushmo Black Forum until July 6th, the 4th of July weekend. We'll be back that Saturday night, same time, for our regular two-hour production of the Hushmo Black Forum. So just let everybody know that we are only going to be out here for a short period this evening, just to let you know, really, that we are getting ready to get out of town. We normally take this thing on the show with us, but this time we want to have the luxury of doing that. So we're just giving you the heads up. Our Facebook friends, how are y'all? We going to come back over the next 2 weeks. We will have our we're going to get our manuscript in to our publisher, our new book, Racism and Hate, An American Dilemma. We're going to have get that thing into the publisher so that hopefully by the end of the summer we'll have our second book out. It's been a long work in progress, and now for the next couple of weeks, we're going to dedicate to wrapping it up and getting it out in print. One of the things that we're excited about is our argument for our reparation that we're just finishing up, and just so happened, just in time, it's in front of the Supreme Court now, this affirmative action malarkey, as I call it, that we've been dealing with since 1954, since Brown overturned Plessy. My take on that, and I was just looking at rereading Michael Eric Dyson's debate with this professor. I believe his name was His name was let me look. This debate took place sometime in 2003. Cohen, C-H-H-E-N, professor at Michigan. I think his name is John Cohen, not Carl. Michigan professor Carl Cohen. Okay, this is back when Michigan had a couple of white students took University of Michigan to court claiming discrimination based on their race or something, and that African Americans were somehow getting some kind of racial upper hand. And he made the argument from the diversity standpoint, Michael Eric Dyson did. Of course, the professor tried to suggest that somehow race and how pure the Constitution is against racial quotas and all this stuff. My contention is, and hopefully I'll get a chance to express it to Mr. Michael Eric Dyson at church on tomorrow. He's coming to my church, yeah. But we're not party to America's African descent, which I claim to be. We're not party to the affirmative action groups that were created in 1965 as part of Lyndon Johnson's affirmative action programs. We're not trying to get into MISC or any other institution because of some kind of because the color of our skin put us there. We're there because we are part of a class of Americans of African descent who was injured by the separate but equal laws that existed not only here in the South prior to 1954, but also was codified nationally in 1896 with Plessy versus Ferguson. Oh, yeah, y'all know something about Plessy versus Ferguson, don't you? Yeah, we Americans of African descent under Plessy was denied 14th Amendment rights, period, here in Georgia. Oh, yeah, some 500,000 Americans of African descent was denied 14th Amendment rights, period, here in Georgia after 1872. Georgia put in their constitution this separate but equal when practicable. A malarkey, and America's African descent. We lived under that and was injured under that separate but equal and practical law that subverted or just did away with our 14th Amendment rights altogether. So my argument is, my take on this thing, as an American of African descent, we was on the winning side of a class action, which is what it was. Brown versus Board of Education brought a class of some 25 million Americans to their knee because of the separate but equal thing, and it affected us throughout the society, not just school integration, although obviously the education we were receiving was woefully inferior, no doubt. It was woefully inferior, but I write and talk about that in my new book, Racism and Hate, an American Dilemma, which hopefully by the time I come back on July 6th, I'll have this thing to my publisher. And, yeah, it makes for good conversation when we start looking at the affirmative action conversation that's going on in the country today. We, Americans of African descent, is not part of any kind of affirmative action groups that were created in the 60s. We are victims of Plessy. For some 90 years after the Civil War and 14th Amendment rights violations that Brown did away with and claimed us victims of the separate but equal laws. We never petitioned that court in 1954. Thurgood Marshall and his legal team did not petition that court in 1954 because of some threat by the chief judge at that time of racial unrest in the South if he were to petition the court for financial reparations. In other words, the government, the court acquiesced to the threat of racial terrorism here in this country. Yeah. It's as simple as that. as simple as that. We are due a financial reparation from Plessy. Any American of African descent that was born before 1954 has a direct hookup to Brown versus Board of Education. That was a class suit, y'all. That thing affected the whole class, and just Americans of African descent, by the way, no other group. In the state of Georgia, on my deed today, states that in 1930 under Plessy, no American of African descent could buy the property on which I live today. Still shows up on the title to my property today, and it was not that way with any other group in this country. Period. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about, y'all. We're only gonna be out here for a short while tonight, though, y'all. We just letting you know, letting people know. We just letting people know that we're gonna be out of town here. We're trying to figure out why in the world that runner didn't score. On the sled. Hey, y'all, we trying to get our sports in, too. You know what we do. Welcome to the Hushmore Black Forum, though, y'all, where our motto is to do it bigger, to do it louder, to do it longer. And out of necessity, sometimes we'll do it louder. We don't like to do it. We say it louder, to do it longer, y'all, to do it bigger, to do it better. And out of necessity, sometimes we'll do it louder. But we like to keep everything on an even keel here, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, we need to get this thing, get this game here. We need one of these games from the Giants here. But Braves, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, y'all. But my old team's been on a little slide here lately. we're trying to get them turned around. Wow. Hey, y'all, it's about 13 after here, 13 after 7 in the ATL. Y'all. Just a beautiful weekend here. Out and about today, out with the Brownsville Community Association, was out at a fundraiser for them that they really enjoyed the outdoors. Oh, me? You know, that's better than me, but work. Yeah, just hey. That's all they use me for. But anyway, we got a nice little vacation coming up, y'all. We're going to be signing off here pretty quick and come back and rejoin this conversation here, rejuvenate it. Try to have some new cuts for you. We want to for the fall, we're going to have some new props for the fall coming up. Our fall season will start on July 6th, so it's going to be brand new stuff for you, and we're looking forward to it. But we're going to start out talking about our new book, Racism and Hate and American Dilemma. That's going to be our first topic. And then remember, we're going to take off on, we haven't forgotten about, our 12 disciples. We've still got four more of them to go. Remember that we got four more of our 12 disciples to go. One Mr. Mordecai Johnson, one Mr. Charles Hamilton Houston, one Mr. Oliver Hill, and one Mr. Thurgood Marshall. Those four are yet to come. And we're going to, take off. When we come back, we're going to take off and finish those guys up. That way we can start off into a new season dealing with affirmative action and what's going on in the country today along those lines. Hey, Syria's about to blow up, y'all. The president said they're going to cross some red line here, so we've got to keep an eye on that thing there. Hopefully, we have some kind of positive outcome about that thing. I just don't see it. Hey, y'all. Hey, we're gonna It's just about quarter after seven here, y'all. It's just about going to do it for the Huntsville Black Forum this evening here, y'all. And we're going to sign off, but like I said, just tell your friends, we'll be back with our full two-hour production on July 6th. We're going to take a little R&R, y'all. We deserve it. But y'all tell a friend and y'all be looking out for the Hushmo. Go out to our website, hushmoblack.com. Our shows are still archived there. Our old shows, you can check them out, pass them around to your friends. And, drop the Hushmo some email, y'all. Tell them what you want to hear for the new season coming up. Anything important you want the Hushmo to take a look at, we'll do it. Go to hushmoblack.com. We got a little section down at the bottom of that first page that we can leave us a note if you'd like. Hey, until then, y'all, until July 16th, y'all, we're going to sign this thing off here. Y'all be good. We'll be back July 6th with the Hushmo Black Forum. Until then, ciao.
The Hushmo Black Forum, advocated on your behalf by covering news and events affecting the African-American community. Check us out at the Hushmo Black Forum, www.blogtalkradio.com.